At Providence, we confess our faith in the inerrant Word of God. The study of the Word of God, interpreting the Word correctly, is called the science of hermeneutics. And so we are currently working our way through the Chicago Statement on Biblical Hermeneutics, the 25 articles, and we're on Article 14 this week, which deals with literary forms and factual history. The affirmation: we affirm that the biblical record of events, discourses, and sayings, though presented in a variety of appropriate literary forms, corresponds to historical fact. Any record of events presented in Scripture must actually have occurred. That is, no reported event, discourse, or saying should be considered imaginary. God communicates through mankind through language. He made us with the ability to think and use language so that he could communicate with us. Human language consists of words which have meaning and convey an understandable message. Biblical truth is propositional, objective, and absolute. The Word reluctantly acknowledges that the physician Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, is acknowledged as one of the most accurate historians of antiquity. Things that they thought could not be true have been demonstrated through archaeological discoveries and so forth. It's the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis which are particularly rich in history. In them, God tells us the history of his creation. He tells us a history of the fall of the first man and women and entry into sin, death, and suffering of the world. He tells us a history of the rebellion of self-seeking man and the worldwide flood which destroyed them, and the history of the multiplication of languages at Babel and the creation of the nations from the sons of Noah. God's record of those events corresponds to actual historical fact. Our position on the biblical accuracy of Scripture does not determine our salvation, but it does affect our trust of God's Word. If the Bible misleads us as to the history of God's creation and God's actions in history, then how can we be sure it doesn't mislead us as to salvation and to heaven? Materialists and secularists must attack the historical accuracy of the Genesis accounts of God's activity in history for at least two reasons. First of all, they can't allow a divine foot in the door. If God created all things, he would have the authority to impose moral imperatives on the activities of man, and man would not be autonomous, and they can't have that. Secondly, they believe that if the world were billions of years old, what is contrary to reason is possible. Rocks and chemicals could, by chance and without design, become living things and then become man, as long as there were eons of time for it to happen. What seems impossible can happen in eons, they say. The arguments that they make for such vast periods of time are based on unproven assumptions about how long geological processes take and about the dating of rocks and fossils. But God's Word says that he created the universe and all living things in it in six literal days, pronounced them very good, and rested from his labor on the seventh day. Martin Luther, we heard two hymns today by Martin Luther. Martin Luther said at the time that he was holding forth, that there was challenges to six-day creation. And this is what he said: when Moses writes that God created heaven and earth and whatever is in them in 6 days, then let this period continue to have been 6 days, and do not venture to devise any comment according to which 6 days or 1 day or millions of years. But if you cannot understand how this could have been done in 6 days, then grant the Holy Spirit the honor of being more learned than you are. For you are to deal with Scripture in such a way that you bear in mind that God himself says what is written. But since God is speaking, it is not fitting for you to wantonly turn his word in the direction you wish it to go, said Martin Luther. Our week is based on this 7-day creation account. Unlike the day and the month and the year, which are based on astronomical phenomena, the day is based on nothing but the word of God, or the week is based on nothing but the word of God. In the fourth commandment delivered to Moses at Sinai, God said, 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. And then the reason for this: for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Can there be any doubt that God is speaking of 6 literal days of creation? And then the denial that goes along with the affirmation, we deny that any event, discourse, or saying reported in Scripture was invented by the biblical writers or by the traditions they incorporated. Any hermeneutic or form of biblical criticism which claims that something was invented by the author must be rejected. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6 states, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." Almighty God, fill us with confidence and trust in the historical accuracy of your infallible word. Let us never surrender or compromise the authority of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.